And Srila Prabhupada, my own guru, what challenges he endured. He was motivated by compassion. Motivated because he hated to see human suffering of any sort. And he understood if we change the hearts of people, then they will naturally be instruments of compassion on every level. When he was 70 years old, he took a boat with no money from Calcutta to New York to share the gift of bhakti, of Sanatan Dharma, with the people of the West. It's well known, on the boat he had two heart attacks, severe seasickness. When eventually he reached New York, he didn't know anyone. Somehow or other, he was given a little house in a ghetto, the Bowery. He was trying to write some books. He had a little old typewriter. One day when he went out to buy some potatoes and some rice, somebody broke in his little room and stole everything he had. He met someone, a young man, who invited him to stay with him in his little apartment flat that had no furniture. And one day that person went crazy on drugs and tried to kill Srila Prabhupada. And then he was out and he was homeless. He had a ticket to come back to India. Why didn't he come? Why did he leave his beautiful little place in Vrindavan, where he had his own room at the place of the Rasleela, to do that? The challenges, the obstacles, only made the fire of his determination more to make a difference in the world. He was 70. He had serious heart disease. A few months later, he had a stroke. You see, challenges of life, when we meet them with integrity, determination, in a spirit of compassion, in a spirit of love, that is true greatness.